Blog Talk Radio.
Giving honor to God and to Apostle Mercer tonight. It's good to be back with you all again on Wednesday night. God is so good to us. God is better to me than I am to myself, and I'm so glad that I can share with you tonight what God is sharing with me through his word. We come to lift up his name because when he is lifted up from this earth, he will draw all men unto him. And as I go tonight, I want you to just follow along with me, because if you follow with me, you're going to get a treat, because when God speaks through me and I speak to you, y'all will be overwhelmed. And I just want to say thank you for just listening in tonight. Thank you for just being there when this radio station is being broadcast. And at this time, as I move on just a little further, I'm going to ask my wife if she would come on and do scripture and do prayer. and give a little words, and then I will move on then into my message for the night that God has laid on my heart to give to you all. Thank you once again, and God bless you. And just keep your hand in God's hand, and everything is going to be all right.
Yes, Lord, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray first. Let us pray, hallelujah. We just give honor to God, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The one who bled and died for me and for you. Lord God, we just thank you right now. Lord God, we thank you for who you are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord Jesus, without you, hallelujah, nothing is possible, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, without you, Lord God, we can't do nothing, Lord God. But right now we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for protecting us all through the day, Lord God. Thank you for protecting us all through the day on the dangerous highways, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting us all through the night, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up early, right on time, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you are our source. You are our resource, Lord God, and we praise you right now, Lord God. We magnify your name, Lord God. We glorify your name, Lord God, for you are, hallelujah, you are the great I am. You are the great I am, hallelujah. You are our everlasting Father, hallelujah. You are, Lord God, you are, Lord God, you are our peace, hallelujah. You are our joy, hallelujah. You are, Lord God, you are, Father God, you are, hallelujah. You are the water, Lord God, when we thirst, Lord God. You are our bread, Lord God, when we are hungry, Lord God. You are, Lord God, oh, glory. You are, Lord God, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything we need and want and desire, Lord God. You are, glory to your name, Lord Jesus. And right now, Lord God, we just say, have your way, Lord God. Have your way amongst your people, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You just get full range, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just step out the way, Lord God, and let you do, Lord God, what you do best, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Lord God, it is you. Hallelujah. We seek, hallelujah, we seek after, Lord God. It is you, Lord God, and no one else, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. And I'll be reading James chapter 1 and verses, starting at verse 2 down to 4. And it reads, consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work, so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. That was the Amplified Bible.
I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, I left my home in Kendrick, bound for the promised land. The grace of God upon me, the Bible in my hand, and a distant land I cried, crying, sinners, come to God. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, when I met my Savior, I met him with a smile. The grace of God upon me, the Bible in my hand, and a distant land I cried, crying, sinners, come to God. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, it is again that I come looking to you, knowing, Lord, that you're the author and the finisher of my faith. Lord, knowing that I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even speak without your Holy Spirit speak through me. Lord, right now, and I pray that you would hide me right now behind your secret desk and let the hearers and the listeners of your word tonight see you and none of me. Lord, I thank you tonight because without you, I can do nothing, but with you, I can do all things and all things well. Come now, Lord, go with me. Go with me to your word. Guide me, Lord. Lord, speak what you would have for me to speak to your children tonight. And Lord, and then, Lord, I pray that you would just allow your Holy Spirit to take hold of me and lead me and guide me and lift me up, Lord, and let me stand, Lord. Let me be able to speak boldly tonight, your word, Lord. And then, Lord, I want to thank you for even being in the land of living tonight, because if it had not been for you, I wouldn't be here. Now, Lord, I invite you, come and go with me as I begin to partake of your word. In Jesus' name I pray, and for your sake I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. My text is taken out of James, the first chapter, the second through the fourth verse that my wife read. And it reads as the following. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I'm going to use for my title tonight, count it all joy when you live by faith. Count it all joy when you live by faith. I will tonight be talking to you about James, a New Testament book about living in genuine faith. There are two main reasons found in my message tonight. One is external problems. First of all, those to whom James was writing to were experiencing a number of external problems. And not only external problems, he was explaining external trials. They were being persecuted by their own non-believing Jewish and oppressed by the rich and powerful. They also suffered physical afflictions from various sources. Plus, they were foreigners who had fled from their own country, and they were strangers in a strange land. Don't that sound familiar to you tonight? Sometimes we are strangers in a strange land. And they had internal problems. In addition to problems from without, there were also problems from within. When we look at the book of James tonight, you will find that the more you look at this, that you will recognize even self and some of your own challenges. You also recognize why the book of James is so practical to you and to me today. A general low spiritual state and these problems will sometimes lead to unbridled speech, growth of the strife and factions among themselves, and adoptions of a worldly spirit. So my sisters and my brothers tonight, I come to let you know tonight that James wrote to counteract these wrong thoughts and actions. He set about to explain the nature of genuine faith to them, my brothers. It affects the things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. That's genuine faith. Faith in God. Because we need faith in someone that we can see, because there is blessings and a miracle will happen in things that's not seen. I come now to let you know, my fellow Christians, including us, James is including us tonight, to live out our faith, live out their faith in practical day-to-day ways. He addressed them to live the Christian life, not just to walk, not just to perfect it. In other words, they were to walk their talk. Not just talking, walking it also. The same goes for all of us tonight. And we find in the book of James, inspiring encouragement to live in a godly manner, live to our faith. However, you also find warning about slip drifting back into the old un-Christian way of living. What James called to us is to live in productive faith, to live out our faith by deeds of faith. So be ready when an open heart, with an open heart, my friend. You see, God said in his word that any man that put his hand to the gospel plow and look back, he is not fit for his kingdom. We got to press on, as Paul said. Paul said, I'm pressing on to a high mark of a high calling of Jesus Christ. If we press, my sisters and my brothers, everything is going to be all right. When we press, we find that we're going to find safety. We're going to find love. We're going to find a solution to our problems that we have in this world that we are living in. James, for his writing, James is blunt. He never beats around the bush about any topic. No matter how it might seem, he also gets right to the point. That's why here tonight to let you know that it's not good for us to beat around the bush. It's not good. It's not healthy for our spiritual souls. We need to get right to the point. When we are explaining the word, when we're talking about the word, when we're talking about Jesus, we need to get right to the good part of it, the spiritual food, the food that people need today. The spiritual food is what saves people. The spiritual food is what heals people. The spiritual food is what gives people a new outlook on life. I stop by to tell you, feast tonight on the spiritual food that James had there in his word. As we witness here, let us look now at verse 2. Verse 2, James tells us to count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. My sisters and my brothers, I cry out tonight to let you know, count it all joy, because Jesus said that weeping might endure for a night. But he says also joy comes in the moment. Count it all joy, because Jesus brings joy, unspeakable joy, joy that runs down, wears it down, inside of our being. All we got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand, and everything will be all right. I know it will, my sisters and my brothers, because Jesus is still setting high and still looking low. Jesus still in control. Jesus is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus is the first and the last. Jesus is our way out when we don't have to find a way out. Jesus is the door. Jesus knocks. We open. But Jesus is the bridge over our troubled waters. Jesus is our bright and morning star. Jesus is the fairest of 5,000, 10,000 men, women, and boys, and girls. Jesus is our all and all. Let us move on just a little further. Talk a little while more about James. Let us look at the fourth verse. He says, but let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. We have to have patience, my sisters and my brothers. We can't move ahead of the Lord. If we ask him anything, we have to have patience to wait on him. Because those who wait on the Lord, he will renew their strength. Those who wait on the Lord, he said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Because good things and all perfect gifts comes from the Lord. But every now and then, can I fix it up here? We lose patience because we want it right now. We want it right today. We want it right this hour. But it don't rest that way all the time with the Lord. The Lord knows when. The Lord knows how. And the Lord knows when it's due to us. And, but I tell you that, my sisters and brothers, God don't fail us. God shows up right on time. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. I can tell you that he's an all-time God because he's done it for James. He'll do it for you and for me. All you got to do is endure patient. Patient, my sisters and my brothers. Keep patience on your mind. Patience will bring to things that is due to you. All you got to do is have patience. It says patience will make you complete and you lack nothing. James presents here tonight a thought of bad news, and he gives us a good news also. First of all, my sisters and brothers, the bad news is found in verse 2. According to verse 3 is the good news. When patience or endurance has finished its work, what changes will take place in their lives? When patience have endured, has finished this work, what changes will take place in their lives and in our lives? This is not sinless perfection, but all right relationship with God that is living out in productive. Patience, which makes me perfect and complete, lacking nothing. But here tonight, before I close, I just want to ask this question tonight. How can we count our trials as joy? And how can we ensure that our faith grows in and in spite of our trials? Take to heart these two answers tonight, my sisters and brothers. First, by the use of our mind. It begins in our mind. It begins in our mind and trickles down to our heart. Remember that counting trials as joy has to do with the mind, not the emotion. Your emotions cannot do this, but your mind must. No matter what your emotions feel, pain, persecution, anger, or whatsoever, we do what the mind tells us to do. There we find, even in the Nike shoes, they tell us to so. They say, just do it. Just count it all joy. Don't wonder. Don't worry, my sisters and my brothers. Don't worry, because God got it all in control.
don't worry, because worry is not going to get you anywhere. Worry is just going to bring distress. Worry is going to bring headache. Worry is going to bring anger sometimes. Don't worry, my sisters and brothers. Just count it all joy of that God is still passing our blessings. That God is still fulfilling every one of our needs. Count it all joy. Don't worry. Don't worry, knowing that you will begin to reap blessings if you don't worry. You see, if you don't worry, turn it over to him, you can begin to reap blessings. And those blessings are going to be joy, patience, perfection, and completion. The joy outcome of your trials will be Christian growth and greater faith. Here, as I move on just a little further to my second point here tonight, is my second question, if you look at it, is how, by using of your faith, you and I must at each trial with the eye of faith, because the eye of faith will see the hand of God in all our lives. The eye will see the hand of God in all our lives. And our faith can do God's kind of bookkeeping. Is that all right tonight? Faith will unlock the door, because God has the key. Faith is each one of our trials, and he turns them in to a joy kind. You see, when you suffer, my Christian brothers and sisters, you believe in the goodness of God and his perfection of you and your faith. You must believe that he is alone, knows what he is doing. You must believe during the paper time that God loves you. Even is in the perfect, he is in perfect control. God is always in control. He was in control in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with him. He was in control in the book of Genesis when he reached words out. He created the heavens and created earth. He made man in his own image. He was in control. He made the day from the night. He brought the seed. He brought the animals, the beasts, the trees, the grass. He was in control. He made everything. So I stop by to tell you that God is still in control, because he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He don't change. Man change, but God don't change. I tell you, God remains the same. All you've got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's going to make a way for you out of no way. He's going to open up doors for you. No man can close. He's going to give you what you need to make it in this world. You see, God don't change. We change sometimes, but God don't change. But all we got to do is just continue on in faith, because faith opens up doors that we have had closed in our faith. In our faith. Faith will open up doors of that will show us who we are also. Because God is reckoned through faith, in faith. God is our faith source. And we got to hold on, my sisters. Just a little favor I want you to know. You must believe tonight. In the greater yet veiled purpose of God. You must believe in the result of your testing. So be encouraged, says my brother. Focus your attention ahead through your trouble. As the Bible reminds us, we do not look at things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, they are just temporary, my sisters and my brothers. But the things which are not seen are eternal. That is the way the eye of faith looks at trials. You see, the eye of faith looks at trials that way. See, as I move on, I got some more time. I'm gonna be talking a while on the testing of our true religion. James is telling us, from time to time, I told you, time and time again, I will preach some, but I'm going to teach some also, because teaching is also necessary for folk to learn about the Word of God. So here, testing of true religion. James says that if one among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one religious is useless. So my sisters and my brothers, we got to bridle our tongue sometimes, because the tongue is a small element, but it's deadly. It can deadly puff. It speaks bad, and it will speak good. But we got to bridle it. And here James is saying, you got to bridle your tongue if you want to have that true religion. If you got true religion tonight, you can't say anything that comes across your mind that's not like God. God wants us to be like him. You see, when he told us, my sisters and my brothers, that when I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my knock and open at the door and let me come in, I will come in and sit with him, and he will be with me. That's what I'm talking about here. What comes out is what defiles man. What goes in do not defile man. Now, let us look here again at James as he teaches tonight. Tested all our brotherly love. You see, we know we need that brotherly love. He says, my brother, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, as particular. For if there should come unto you your assembly, a man with gold rings, and apparently there should also come a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay more attention to the rich man than you do the poor man, you have favor with the rich man. But I tell you, my sisters and my brothers, we can't have favor with just the rich man. Everybody that we come in contact with inside of the household of faith is somebody. They are. That's why God don't have no big eyes and no little ewes. Because I know that every now and then we find that there is favoritism inside the church and outside the church. But God don't want that. God want us to be in brotherly love. He says, greater love than this that no man has. that he would lay down his life for his friend. God wants us to be about his business. He wants us to be about love, because love moves. Love, the declare of love is the greatest of all of God's commandments. Is love. Love. Greater love than this, that no man has, that he would lay down his life for his friend. I don't know about you all tonight, but I come by here to let you know that without love, we have nothing. Without love, we are just like a filter rain. Without love, we will be like a ship that don't have a sail. Without love, we cannot treat our fellow man right. We got to have that agape love, the love that Jesus has. When he come down to father two generations, he come down to save the world. He had love because he knew that we couldn't save ourselves. He come down, my sisters and brothers, so that the world could have another, so we could have another chance. Dr. World itself, that we could have another chance through the tree of life. He come down. He come down. He brought victory when he come down. He brought a closing when he come down, because Jesus paid it all. He paid it all for us. When he hung on the cross, he paid it all for us. When he cut down from the cross, he paid it all for us. When he went into John 4:2, he paid it all for us. When he got up with all power in his hand, he paid it all for us. When he sat down on the right-hand side of the Father, paid it all for us. Then one day, he's coming back looking for a church without a spinal record. He's paid it all. It's through him paid it all. We got to be glad. We got to be joyful. We got to give him honor that is due to him. He paid it all. Paid it all for us. Paid it all. Count it all joy that you will fall not into burns trial, knowing that testing of your faith produces patience. I hope tonight that as I close, that someone has received something out of this message. Because I want you to press on now. I want you to press on and ask God for wisdom. I want you to use your faith that you have in God. And I have to leave this with you tonight. Without trials, we cannot be like Jesus. I hope all of you tonight have a blessed night. But before I go to my seat, I want you to know that if there's someone that's out there tonight that just need hope, need faith, there's someone out there tonight that don't know the Lord by the part of I'm calling you out of the darkness, and I'm calling you tonight into his marvelous light. You find that in the light, the darkness will not comprehend it. I'm calling you, my friends, tonight. Come down, whosoever will. Break from the fountain of life. If you don't know him, all you got to do, first of all, you got to believe on him. You got to believe that he was Jesus. He was crucified on the cross. Believe that he rose from the dead. And yet shall he live. If you don't know him tonight, I encourage you to come to him right now. Because the world is in a travail. The world is gone wild. And people have thought of doing this and that. But if your soul is not anchored in the Lord tonight, I ask you that you would come. He says, whosoever will, let them come. Drink from the fountain that never runs dry. Come, my sisters and brothers. Come to the throne of grace. Because you will find that Jesus is there. You will find that he's there to rescue you. And then when you come, open up your heart and open up your mind and tell the Lord, here am I, Lord. Here am I, save me. And then when he saves us, let us be able to go out into the highways and the byways and preach and teach his word, because he is our all in all. Without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things. We have to sometimes, just like I said before, go through some things to receive. Just keep your hand now in Jesus' hand, and everything's going to be all right. Count it all joy that your trial will not fall into various trials. That your joy, your unspeakable joy that runs down like rain, your joy of that will be overrun. I don't know what you come to do, but I've come to praise my Lord. And I come because I have joy. When my brothers have wronged me sometime, I still got to keep that joy. It is joy that I have. The world has given to me. This joy that I have, it came from the Lord. And I stop by to tell you, if you got that joy that came from the Lord, you gotta be all right, because joy that the Lord has for us, it brings victory, it brings safety, it brings crowns, it brings all of those things. This joy that I have, world didn't give it to me, but it came from the Lord, and the world can't take it away because it comes from the Lord. The night before I go to my seat, I like to leave my phone number like I generally do. My phone number is 804-313-5877. Let me repeat that again. 804-313-5877. And if you ever need just someone to talk to, someone to even steer you in the right direction that God wants you to go, just call me. Call me, and I will answer, because every one of us, I'm a strong believer to know that everybody needs somebody. You remember the woman that was at the well, and she went to draw water. And when she went to draw water, and Jesus was at the well, and she needed Jesus at that point in time. And he told her that the water that he has for her, it would spring up into everlasting life. That water was forever. You wouldn't have to thirst no more. You don't have to thirst no more when you receive the Lord, when you start walking that talk and doing God's will. You don't have to worry about thirsting no more, because God's son Jesus will fulfill that thirst that you have. You don't have to go back to the well no more to draw, because he will quench your thirst in Jesus' name tonight. I just want to leave now. And as I leave tonight, I just want to tell you that he is our living water, water that will never run dry. He pulls out that water day by day,
And he don't have no respect to persons. He will give you the water as well as he give it to me. So all you got to do now is just continue on seeking him. Seek him, my sisters and my brothers. Because the more you seek him, the more he's going to do for you and come to your rescue. He will no wise cast you aside. He will open up that door that man has closed in your face. He will stop those troubles that you got going on in your lives because he says, I am the one that will fight for you. All you got to do, hold on and hold out. A change is going to come. And that change is on its way. Because tomorrow is not promised. But today is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide within us forevermore. Let's church say amen, amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen.
I step in the water. I step in the water. I step in the water.